The main sponsor of the legislation in the House is Republican Brett Hildebrand.
Many of our constituents are looking for any way possible for us to get out from under the Affordable Care Act. And this is one method for doing that.
Compact states would ask Congress to send them a block grant equal to all of the federal health care money they would normally receive. The states would use that funding, nearly $8 billion in Kansas, to administer all health care programs however they see fit. Democrat Valdenia Wynne says it's little more than political gamesmanship.
It was irresponsible to vote for an idea with a lack of design and just go in the face of the proponents.
Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager has expressed concern that the health care compact could jeopardize Medicare benefits for more than 400,000 Kansans. Republican Travis Couture Lovelady insists the opposite is true.
The health care compact allows Kansas to create a system that fits the needs of Kansans and would provide greater accountability and flexibility as we craft that system.
But Democrat Jim Ward worries that with free rein to control health care, lawmakers might privatize Medicare the same way they privatized Medicaid to create the CanCare program.
Medicare has worked well for 50 years. No one's complaining about Medicare. And to throw them into this chaotic system like CanCare is not a good idea.
The compact can only take effect with approval of both houses of the U.S. Congress. It would not require the president's signature. I'm Brian Thompson.